Hello and welcome to Femdom Frenzy. I am Mistress Victory Von Stryker, your favorite Southern sensual dominatrix, and this is my podcast where I get to talk to you about the crazy things I do to my poor little submissives. Today, I've got a little story that I've written just for you, but before we get into the juicy details, let me remind you about my book, Femdom Glory. I've told you before, you can get it on Amazon.com. If you love the feel of a paperback in your hands, then it's just $8.99 or free to read on Kindle Unlimited. And then you know I'm also in the anthology, Hearts and Flowers, Whips and Chains, 14 love stories that will take you away. So get those books if you can and show me that you're an ultimate fan. Also remember you can call me on nightflirt.com and we can chat, or you can grab my erotic goodie bags. Whatever you do, there's a lot of fun to be had. Now, you know what I always say, sit down and pay attention. It's time for you to listen to The Ring of Fire. She put on her glasses and crossed her legs. As she sat in her office, flipping through a pile of mail, she spotted an envelope that looked like an invitation. She cracked open the embossed missive and was delighted to discover she had been invited to a party for local doms. There wasn't much time to plan for the event, as it was taking place on the following Saturday. She jumped from her chair, giddy with possibility. She couldn't wait to make her debut as the foremost dominatrix in the small community. She contacted her best submissive and demanded his service. She wanted to lead him on a leash as he cleared the way for her entrance. She plotted and schemed as the dominatrix queen. It was time to show everyone what she can do. An exhibition with a wild ignition should prove to all her blonde ambition. Her sub would be an integral part of her demonstration. She ordered the little bitch to appear at her home 2 hours before the party. She needed to control what he wore and how he behaved when they attended the dominatrix rave. Her submissive arrived dressed in a chest harness, latex booty shorts, and black combat boots. She approved of his style, then made him attend to her needs. He drew her a bath where she was pampered and primped. She was so happy with her good little gimp. He would be a hit at the dominatrix ball. She planned to show him off and share him with them all. She warned of his fate if he did not play nice. He shook in his shoes at the tone of her voice. He knew in his heart there was only one choice. He must obey and deal with the game, for his mistress decided to serve him in flames. She had a niche that no one could top. She would use fire play and make their jaws drop. She dressed to kill in a black leather and lace dress, fishnet thigh highs, and red bottom stilettos. She packed her tools, then took a moment to hypnotize her slave. She reinforced his trigger words, making sure she had a hold of her sub's mortal soul. What she had planned would surely test the man, so she needed his compliance for every command. She snapped on his collar and leash, then directed him to drive to the event. She lounged in the back seat with her tool bag at her feet. Soon they arrived at the gala. The organizers had rented a stately mansion for tonight's party. She slithered out of the car and pulled her sub by his leash, forcing him to crawl by her side. They entered the gilded ballroom, which was filled with beautiful dames. Some were accompanied by subs like she was. Others were on their own, hungrily eyeing the slaves on display. She mingled with the women, pausing now and then to slap her mewling servant. All the doms laughed, poking and prodding the man on his knees. She wandered over to the section of the room that was set up for expositions. She found a bondage bed and put out her gear. Then she called the other ladies over to watch her show. She said, "Hello, my fellow doms. My name is Mistress Victory, and I'm about to demonstrate how I do fire play. Please circle around my sub. Feel free to touch him, tease him. Hell, you can even sit on his face and make him worship your pussy while I bathe him in fire." The dom squealed with delight. Her sub was surrounded by dominant women who longed to leave their marks. They pinched him, tickled him, and swatted at his dick as she prepared the flames. She coated her fire baton in a low percentage alcohol solution. The trick to fire play is the alcohol. The solution burns, but not the skin. At worst, her sub would feel like he had a sunburn. The effect really brightens up a room. It looks scary, but it is deeply relaxing. She lit her baton and twirled its blaze. She had painted her name with the solution across the sub's back. She inflamed the vibrant trail as she watched the sub lick someone's muff. The dom looked like she couldn't get enough. Each dominatrix took a turn sitting on his face while she spun fire, lighting up the place. The doms moaned their pleasure as their cunts soaked his skin. She had never felt more powerful, so full of sin. Her sub was in a frenzy of overstimulation. He was overcome with passion. She whispered, "Shh, don't try and focus. Just let go and sink into the sensations." He fell into a burning ring of fire. He gave her his soul as the flames burned higher. He worshipped her with pain as his body was devoured. When the doms were done using him like a toy, her good boy fell to his knees. She patted his head and told him she was pleased. He drove her home and she allowed him to nap, curled up at the end of the bed. A few hours later, she soothed him with aloe and then told him to go. He lived through the blaze, then left in a haze. The ring of fire marked him to the core. Now and forever, he lived to be her whore. I love ya. Mean it. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Love is a burning flame, and it makes a fiery rain.